So we are on episode number 5 of our podcast, Sum It Up. And today we have the lovely Linda Mason coming in from Utility People to talk about all things recruitment. And I think it's really important to have a marketing strategy for recruitment. And you are the recruitment queen. And in all honesty, Linda and Andrew at the time actually inspired me to set up Amber Mounting Marketing.
Yeah.
You made me realise actually you can run a business and be a mum. You can have fun with it and have a laugh and be yourself. Yeah. And you both really inspired me. So I'm really pleased to have you here today, Linda.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to be here. Yeah, absolutely. And to hear that we had a very positive impact on you.
You did indeed. Your career. You did.
It's really good.
Yes. So do you want to tell us about you and your business?
Okay, so Utility People has been going since 2006. I can't believe how long it is. And, you know, I've been in recruitment, well, for more years than I care to remember. Focused on a niche, which was energy and utilities. And, the business has just grown. Still can't believe we're still here after all this time, really. So
yeah, it's amazing. Mm. And I do think when I went to go to work for you guys, I was like, oh, recruitment, recruiters are all like, but you've got to, it's like estate agents, isn't it? You can't help it. But actually, you guys are just so amazing and just not like the kind of, you know, the definition of a recruiter, really.
Yeah, everyone hates a recruiter. But do you know what? We still do a really necessary job. And we try and do it better than everybody else. You know, we try to treat people how we would like to be treated ourselves. Don't always get it right. And you can always learn and improve. But, we like to try and stand out from the crowd, as they say, and do it properly.
Yep. And I guess since 2006, it's changed a bit, especially with everything that's going on with social media and, you know, it's a lot of more of an online presence. How do you think it's changed?
Yeah, definitely. You know, back in the day, we used to fax CVs over. Mm. We'd Tippex out the address and the contact details. But that is going back a long, long time. Things have changed. You know, we've got AI technology coming in, which we're sort of embracing and using to a degree. You've got to have your presence. You've got to be out there and you've got to be adding value to what you do. You can't just say, you know, we recruit. You have to be out there commenting and kind of educating your audience, really.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the thought leadership stuff that it really is important, and not just selling. I think we say to a lot of our people, it's called social media, not sell to me media. It's really important to remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So I read an interesting fact that 70% of the global workforce is a passive workforce. They're happy where they are and they don't want to move. So from a marketing point of view, you do really have to kind of turn that 70% around, I guess. How do you guys do that?
So marketing is key in that you're always out there. You're always dripping information, getting your brand out there, so that when you do approach candidates, and as you say, the majority are passive, they're happy in their job, we're not just some random recruiter that's reached out. We're someone that they think they know because they've seen us on social media and they can see what we do. They identify with our brand. And then they're much keener to speak to us because they think we're the good guys and we're worth having a conversation with. So, yeah, marketing is really important to us as a recruitment business.
Yeah, fantastic. And yeah, I think that's the same for us. We try our hardest to get the whole team on our social media and it does work. People don't necessarily like the post, but they are seeing them because we speak to people and they kind of see you out there. And it does help from a recruitment point of view. They get a feel for what our business is like if we're interviewing and things. So
And you know, am I a marketeer? No, it's completely, I get completely confused by the whole thing. Do my team massively enjoy doing the social media posts? Not particularly, because they'd rather be doing the recruitment stuff. But you know, you have to do this stuff. in this day and age, in this market, so that people can see who you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, fantastic. And do you think businesses are marketing themselves well to attract top talent at the moment?
I think businesses are having to think about how they attract talent, because it's a candidate-driven market right now. For every candidate that we get offered a job, they 9 times out of 10 they get counter-offered by their existing company. They may get another 2 or 3 offers from other companies. So businesses should be doing more to attract talent. So Gen Z in particular want to identify with the culture of a company much more than my old baby boomers did, for example. So companies are definitely not doing enough and they need to do more. So they need to understand what it is that the Gen Z want to see. They want a fair culture. They want to see that a business is interested in sustainability and the planet. So a lot more of these things are going to attract the younger generation. Companies have to try a lot harder because the talent pool is challenging.
Yeah. And I think as well, you're right, that people aren't looking at the salary anymore. And it used to just be the salary. That's what you'd look at before you even looked at the job description. But now it's where you spend most of your life. You need to be happy. You need to, you want to be, I always say to these guys, I try and make it that Sunday you haven't got those knots in your stomach because you've got to go to work on Monday morning. Yeah. It's no longer about the salary anymore. No. That's so important.
Money's important. Yeah. It always will be. But it's about everything else that goes with it. So is it a good place to work? Is it an ethical place to work? Are you getting flexibility? So post-COVID, everyone realised how much they enjoyed spending time at home. So most people now are looking for some kind of flexible working. So companies have got to think about offering that. And then also the benefits package. You know, everyone wants maternity, paternity, other things like your pension, maybe buying more holidays, for example. So the more innovative companies can be with their benefits package, the better and the more likely they are to attract the right talent to their business.
Like it. So how have you done it? How have you created a team like you've created, and how have you recruited the right people for your team?
Gosh, that's a good question, because hiring people is so important. And, you know, I have got a really stable team that have been with me a long time. And then we try and add 1 or 2 people on each year. I think I try and listen to my team. I listen to what they want. I'm supportive of them. Treat them like grown-ups. So I'm not all over them all the time. You know, I give them leeway and expect the same in response. So I think it's about... treating your team with respect. Obviously, there are some people that might take advantage, but then that's about managing them properly, having proper one-to-ones where you look at what they're doing and how they're doing it, but then treating them like grown-ups and giving them the respect and the room to kind of do their own thing and flourish, really.
Yeah.
We also try and offer training. So what do the team want training on, as well as what we think they want training on? And that might be industry training, it might be recruitment training. We try and look after our people, because at the end of the day, I'm only as good as my team.
Yeah, love that. Great answer. So let's talk LinkedIn profiles, because I still crack up at the amount of LinkedIn profiles. I think as well, there's something happens at school where some people are made to do LinkedIn profiles and they never update them. And actually, when you Google a name or a person, if they're not present on other websites and things, the first thing that does come up is LinkedIn. So when you're looking for a job, the fact that some people don't even update their LinkedIn is crazy. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, I mean, LinkedIn, everyone should have a professional picture.
Yeah.
I still can't believe the amount of awful photos, you know.
Yeah.
Over made up pouting pictures or pictures with their dog and things like that. That's all well and good for Facebook. But LinkedIn is still a professional network and you should still have a professional photo. But again, if you're not a marketer, everyone forgets about their LinkedIn profile. But actually, it's your face to the world. It's what, if something's up there, that's who people think you are. So, yes, it's really important that, you know, maybe every 6 months, once a year, you check out your profile. Is it right? Is it up to date? Is it giving the right message out to the world? Because whatever is on your LinkedIn profile is how people view you. So
we do judge a book by its cover. We do. We try not to, but we do. But yeah, we were recruiting and, well, it wasn't. It was a friend, actually, and there was actually a picture stuck on LinkedIn. She was, why would you do this? And absolutely. I think they just don't. They've done it from when they were very young and they never think to look back. But that's how people get found. It's crazy. Exactly. So, it is important.
Yeah.
And especially when it doesn't match your CV. You notice that from a recruitment point of view. Yeah. People forget. They're actually actively looking for jobs and forget to update their LinkedIn.
And even if you're not looking for a job, you're still, your profile is still attracting people into your network. People that might be useful to you in your current business position. So having an up-to-date profile isn't just right for when you're looking for a job, but it's what you should be presenting to the world in your current job, basically. Yeah. So, really important.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And then I'm guessing that we were talking about the other day, so that at the moment, 7 seconds is the peak, it probably won't be by the time the podcast comes out, of what people watch video for. For a moment, Instagram and a reel, 7 seconds is the best for the algorithm because people will watch it again and you've got supposed to kind of grip and go, what was that about? Let me watch it again. And I just think the way the social media has happened and the fast pace and everything that's changed in the last 10 years, boredom is very easy for the younger generation, in my opinion. You know, a two-hour film when everything's 45 seconds on videos on TikTok and things like that.
It's
a long time. So with the younger generation, I've seen it working here. It's very fast-paced. And actually, did you know, Instagram at the moment, the videos that are working the best are just 7 seconds long. It's incredible. Wow. And actually, because people want to watch them again and it's drawing attention, but actually, what can you do in 7 seconds? And with the way that it's working with my kids, YouTube Shorts, then to TikTok, then to Instagram, it's all short videos. And I just wonder, how does that work when people go into business? How do you retain your staff? How do you stop them getting bored and stay with you?
I mean, that is a really good question. And I think it's really difficult to answer because I think we're still in the early stages of learning how to deal with this issue and to manage these kids, if you like, not being disrespectful, but and you know, because most of my team are that little bit older and have been with me for longer, luckily it's not something that I have to deal with. But for my customers, it's trying to keep them engaged, trying to maybe mix things up, trying to manage them slightly differently, giving them experiences, maybe, you know, can you mix things up at work so that it's fun and you can chuck a few different things in there? I don't know. But I suppose my gut feel tells me that within a couple of years, these youngsters will move on to more exciting challenges. So that might be good from a recruitment perspective for me because my customers will have to keep coming back. But yeah, we need to start working out what can we do to keep the younger generation, really. So, difficult one.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's more, you know, they see what's going on social media and they want to change. They want to do things differently.
They want something new and changing all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And I think that will be tough for employers to make that happen for them. Mm. You know, if someone's doing an analytical job where you're just analysing data day in, day out, how do you make that fun? And I don't know.
Yeah.
Other than trying to offer them career progression, you know, but that's always been the case, hasn't it? You always want to offer people career progression, but in today's society, I think it's even tougher than it's ever been.
Yeah, definitely. So I wanted to talk about ghosting. So I have a couple of friends that are now single, and I have to say, I've been watching the dating of these Bumble and all these dating sites that they're on. It's brutal. It's brutal. Yeah. One minute they're asking them, you know, how their day is. The next minute when they reply, they just ghost them. And I've heard ghosting is quite a big thing in recruitment as well. So have you been ghosted?
So when you say ghosting, because I'm an old person.
Okay.
So we're talking about one minute your best mates and then the next minute nothing.
Yeah,
and so, you're asking how that applies to recruitment.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like I've heard that some people have been offered a job by a recruiter and heard nothing and things like that and just completely ignored, like they go off the face of the planet.
Yeah, I mean, we're finding that with candidates, they might one minute be really interested in a job, and then the next minute we never hear anything from them. So it is definitely happening. And it does happen with recruiters. You know, a recruiter might be really interested in a candidate and then realise he's no good, and then they don't care.
Yeah.
We try not to do that, obviously. If we're talking to a candidate, we want to keep talking to them. But yeah, I mean, like I said earlier in the interview, candidates have so much choice now. So they might engage with you if they think something is of interest, but then if something brighter and shinier comes along, yeah, you know, they may well ghost us and just disappear off the face of the earth. And that has never really happened before, but yeah, does happen now.
It's funny, ghosting. Isn't it? Ghosting. Like, I can't get my head around it. It's just manners.
Yeah.
Not interested, thank you. Mm. It's better than, it's closure.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. It's just manners. I don't understand where the manners have gone, Linda.
Yeah, but that equally applies to customers because, again, going back to what we said earlier, recruiters are lower than estate agents in some customers' minds. And they, you know, it's all well and good. They engage with us at the beginning. They want our help. And then all of a sudden, they stop talking to us. And it's like, why? If you've found someone or if you put the job on hold, just tell us and then we know what to do. But we're trying to feed back to our candidates all the time and it is so rude. And if a candidate we've talked to has applied for a job at a company, they know who the company is, and then the company ghosts us, that's a bad experience for that candidate with that client. So ghosting is bad. Just let people know. It, as you say, it takes 30 seconds just to say, sorry,
me,
found something else or filled the job or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's this new thing and I just think it's just shocking, to be honest with you.
It's just rude, Emma.
It is. I can't understand it, Linda. So one thing I've noticed on LinkedIn is the influx of sales messages that are coming through.
It's
really, I think it's really got out of control. Mm. And I think a good few years ago, it was only maybe recruiters that do that.
Yeah.
Do you do that? Do you get lost in that? Do you find that you're seeing a lot more sales messages?
Yeah, I'm getting loads more sales messages, you know, about pensions, about software, about IT support and stuff like that. So yeah, I think there is, we are getting to the point of overload, which is difficult.
Mm.
I mean, we were talking about this in the office the other day, that recruiters used to cold call, you know, they'd pick up the phone and they'd ring people. That's kind of gone out the window. No one really likes that approach anymore. So I do think a short message on LinkedIn is always a good thing to do, because then your customer or potential customer has a choice of wanting to engage or not. But it does irritate me. People reaching out to me with something I'm just not interested in irritates me. But if I'm reaching out to a potential customer, hopefully they know who we are, they know what we do, they know it's relevant. And we certainly wouldn't bombard people. That's not what we do.
So, Linda, in your vast experience, what business advice would you give to people that are just starting out, just on that first business journey? What have you learned and what advice would you give?
Oh, another good question. So yeah, I wish I knew then what I know now, because you grow as a business owner through all the lessons you learn along the way. So I'm much better at this now than I was in 2006, that's for sure. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty tenacious. I've been kicked many, many, many times, but I just keep getting up and keeping going. And I think as a recruiter, that's something you need to have. Mm. You are knocked back so many times and you just have to keep picking yourself up, dusting yourself off and starting again. But also retain your sense of humour. Keeping it upbeat in the office, having a laugh, making work a good place to go to is always a good thing to do. And maybe as well something else that I think sometimes you can get entrenched in your own position. So I'm thinking about an issue we've got at the moment with a customer. They're wanting us to negotiate terms, and you know, all the recruitment advice would be don't undervalue yourself and all of this kind of thing. And yeah, that's absolutely true. We do a damn good job and it's worth a certain amount of money for doing it. But sometimes you've got to know when to negotiate in order to overcome a problem. So never become too entrenched. Always look at the other person's point of view. And there's always a solution. So yeah, think about negotiating sometimes.
Like it. Lots of good advice. I often lose my personality when things go wrong. Take it a bit too seriously. I always say it to my kids, but there's a big bubble of worry of the things that could happen. There's this much that could actually happen, and then there's this much that does happen. So
worrying doesn't solve anything.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
Waking up in the middle of the night, and I've done it many, many times, and worrying doesn't solve anything. So look at the practical stuff that you can do. And, I've always had one or two kind of mentors.
Yeah.
That if I'm struggling with a problem, I'll ring that person up and say, oh, I've got this issue. Would you mind sparing me 10 minutes? And just talking a problem over with someone generally helps you to come out with the right answer at the end of it as well.
Mm, love that.
So, yeah.
Well, Linda, it's been absolutely fantastic to have you. And as always, we ask people to sum it up at the end. So what are your thoughts on recruitment? What do businesses need to do to stand out from a recruitment point of view? Over to you to sum it up.
Okay, well, look, Emma, obviously I've got the memo today that we should dress in matching outfits.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. But yeah, so recruitment's tough. It's probably tougher than it's ever been at the moment. But I think really, if you do, you should be honest. You should treat people with respect, both your staff and your customers. And I think what goes around comes around. Do a good job, do the right thing. And I think you will get the right response from your customers and your team. And that's the key to success, I think.
I have learned that from you, to be honest with you, Linda. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Emma.
And thank you for being my inspiration.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.